Welcome. My name is Frances Kissling, and I'm the president of Catholics for a Free Choice. The following podcast is an original broadcast of Catholics for a Free Choice. Today, the subject is emergency contraception. For more information about emergency contraception or to learn more about Catholics for a Free Choice, please visit us on the web at www.catholicsforchoice.org. At Catholics for a Free Choice, we tend to take a developmental view of human life, and we consider abortion a serious moral matter. We think women very much want to avoid having to make the choice to have an abortion. Thus, we support every effort that can be made for women who are pregnant to decide to have abortions early in pregnancy, and even more strongly support efforts to prevent unintended pregnancy and thus avert abortions. This approach has led pro-choice advocates to work for policies that would provide more funding for and access to contraceptives in government programs and in private insurance plans, greater flexibility for pharmacists to dispense contraceptives, especially emergency contraception, without prescriptions, and finally, laws that require hospital emergency rooms to provide emergency contraception to women who have been raped as a way of preventing unwanted pregnancy. You would think that the most ardent opponents of abortion would share these values and be working to ensure that contraception was more widely available. They aren't. In fact, Roman Catholic leaders, from our bishops to officials in the Catholic healthcare system, are working overtime to be sure that emergency contraception is not required in Catholic hospitals or in any hospitals. Two such bills recently failed to pass state legislatures in Maryland and Connecticut due to the lobbying of the Catholic bishops and the Catholic Health Association, which is the trade association that represents Catholic hospitals. These conservative Catholics claim that emergency contraception, which is simply a higher dose of regular contraceptives, cause abortion, despite all scientific and medical evidence showing that it acts before a pregnancy occurs. The Catholic healthcare industry is somewhat embarrassed by the lack of compassion implied by its refusal to routinely provide women who have been raped with emergency contraception. And it falsely claims that it does indeed offer women EC if they can jump through hoops and prove that they are not ovulating and that no egg has met their rapist's sperm. In other words, they can get emergency contraception if they don't need it. Moreover, the Catholic bishops have turned on its head some basic values such as conscience and religious freedom. Catholic hospitals continue to insist that their religious freedom would be violated if they had to provide emergency contraception to women who have been raped. Should the hospital's freedom trump all other freedoms? Many of the doctors and nurses in Catholic hospitals, Catholics as well as non-Catholics, are likely to disagree with the official position against emergency contraception. Most importantly, the woman who has been raped has a conscience that might tell her that emergency contraception is the morally acceptable option. Not once have I heard a Catholic hospital publicly acknowledge the conscience of the patient and sought to find a way to honor it. Not only do Catholic hospitals seem unconcerned about women's consciences and their health, but some state officials seem equally oblivious. An unthinking protectionism of any belief asserted in the name of religion, however unscientific, cruel, or bizarre, has become the order of the day. No public official, no bishop, and no hospital board member has the right to substitute his or her conscience for that of a woman who has been raped. Whatever conflict of conscience exists, decent people will agree that it should be settled in favor of the woman who is pregnant. This has been a podcast from Frances Kissling, President of Catholics for a Free Choice. For more information, please visit www.catholicsforchoice.org. And thanks for listening.